Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Talk to the peoples.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay.
The mic is on.
All right. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Excited about this upcoming season. Many of you should know that on tomorrow is the lunar eclipse.
Yep.
And I was actually just looking at my assistant and asking about Passover and the eclipse. And I thought it was just interesting. It says both Passover and the lunar eclipses are events deeply tied to the lunar cycle because God goes by the
lunar cycle or the cycles of the moon. Yes, he does.
Right. And so Passover begins on the 15th of Nisan in the Jewish calendar.
Or be for that thing.
Huh?
Well, Nisan is the newer name of it, but it was originally in the month of Abib.
Oh, okay. This date falls on a full moon. Lunar eclipse also occurred during a full moon when the earth is positioned directly between the sun and the moon. And so both of the events carry really symbolic weight in their respective contexts. So Passover commemorates the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt, a story of freedom and divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Eclipses have been interpreted in various cultures as signs or movements of reflection, change, or renewal.
Oh, I say it again.
So eclipses have been interpreted in various cultures as signs of moments of reflection,
mm-hmm.
change, or renewal.
Wow.
And so we're getting ready. Tomorrow is the lunar eclipse. And then we are going to be celebrating Passover on the 28th. Mm-hmm. It actually starts that week.
Mm-hmm.
So
it starts on the 22nd.
It's not a coincidence that all these both things are happening, you know. And so it's important for us as people of God not to be aware of the signs. What is God saying? As you talk about the Passover as a time where God reconnects us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reconnects us, and you'll talk more about that. Reconnects us to what he's doing. Because often we get caught up in just this, you know, caught up and we forget. We don't remember what God has done. And so even as we are getting ready for this lunar eclipse, it's a time of reflection. It's a time of, you know, because what happens is the earth and the sun, the earth, the sun, and the moon, they align, right? That's what it said.
Right. The moon gets in the way of the sun.
Right, right. So understanding the signs of the times, not that we are freaking out or anything like that, but God, what are you saying? What are you saying spiritually? What should we as the people of God, our eyes be open as we are reflecting in this season of
good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Just this morning of this season of change and reflection, right?
Renewal.
Right. And that's why I was one of the things when I was listening. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pray and then I'll look it up. One of the things that with the lunar eclipse, even representing that change is coming. And the wisdom to know how to make the movements in these change, you know, so it's not a coincidence, right?
Right. There's not even a word in the Hebrew language for the word coincidence.
Right. So there is a reason. So So we need to be alert spiritually as we're getting ready for Passover season, as we're getting ready for all of this change. We need to be ready to embrace the change. We need to be positioned in that. God, what are you saying in this season? Mm-hmm. So I'll go ahead and pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you. We give you glory. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that according to your word in Job 22:28, you said, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. You said in the amplified version of that scripture in Job 22:28, you will also decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Lord, we thank you that this is our season of favor and the greater. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you, Lord God,